अनंताय विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो हन्ति प्रचोदयात्। सारीश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
ॐ श्री साई राम। As the morning rays peak and pierce through swollen grey clouds, and the smell of moist earth fills the air, as the glistening dew precariously clings to the graceful blades of the durva grass, and blood-red flowers carpet the jubilant streets, our most awaited monsoon has finally arrived, bringing with it showers of joy, frolic, and prosperity. This day, the Chaturthi of the Shukla Paksha, the bright half of the Bhadrapada Masa, celebrates the worship and adoration of Lord Ganesha, the remover of all obstacles and the fountainhead of wisdom. He Gananatha, do accept our prayers as they seek to reach you on the arc of our hearts through this gurgling stream of melodies. Pray you obliterate every obstacle in our quest to find ourselves and realize you. Vandeham Gananayakam, Vandeham Gananayakam.
Let's
Swami has a special place in his heart for the worship of Lord Ganesha. Ganesha, our Vighna Vidharta, is the remover of all obstacles and must be venerated before starting anything. He is the protector, the provider, and the benefactor for all his devotees. In this uncertain world of equivalence, and to enable our spirits to maintain equanimity, we offer our obeisance to that Lord and pray to Him to guide us.
Oh, my God.
Questioned, "Who am I not?" you replied. "Where can I find you?" I asked. "Where am I not?" you replied. "Why do you make me curious?" I interjected. "Why wouldn't you be curious about yourself?" you replied. "Unbound and infinite, your form is an endless luminescence. Timeless and universal, your presence an eternal reverberation in every atom of the multiverse. True and real, your nature is reality absolute, divinity complete, truth unfounded. Enlighten our intellect, O Ganesha, that we may forever dwell in oneness, where you are not separate, time is unreal, and death is a joke. With your lilting reverberations, exciting every proton and positron, चहूं और तुम्हारा गुंजन है, चहूं और तुम्हारा गुंजन है।
Oh.
Adi Shankaracharya, in his song, describes Lord Ganesha as the master of all deities, of all the Ganas, and of all the five seasons. Our Lord, bearer of the Pancharatnas, is most beautiful. His elephant head, representing majesty, coupled with thoughtful poise, his eyes gazing deep into our hearts with love and wisdom. His large ears prod us to listen intently, while his pot-bellied figure is symbolic of prosperity and the good life. His vehicle Mushika is akin to our restless mind that he controls with his Pasha and Ankusha. O Ganesha, your features paint such an adorable picture, making you so easy to be loved by one and all. May this enchanting form of yours be our redemption in times of dejection and despondency. O Ekadanta, satiate our starving spirits with your divine darshan.
Dressed in a fiery red vesture, decked with garlands of flaming red flowers, smeared in fragrant red sandal paste, with his countenance shining like molten gold, the Ananda Nartana Ganapati taps his lotus feet. O Lord, bless us to sync the sound of these ghungrus to the jingle of thy anklets, to move our hands and feet in rhythm to thy tunes, and let our hearts beat in resonance with thy love.
Gajananam ఆది సేవితం కపిత్థజం భూఫలసార భక్షితం ఉమాసుతం శోక వినాశకారణం నమామి విఘ్నేశ్వర పాద పంకజం.
Chanting the name of the Lord is our declaration of faith in Him. It is sacrifice of personal will to the will of God. By declaring our faith, we keep evil at bay and refuse to subjugate ourselves to the narrow mind. Existence is justified by its goodness, and faith in God is a commitment to the essential goodness. By chanting His name, the direction of our sight changes, new possibilities emerge, and we work today for a better forever. Such is the potency of your name that chanting it is the spirit of exploration itself.
Thank you. namaha.
Om Ganapataye namaha.
Lord Ganesha is our compassionate friend, the destroyer of fearsome foes. He is our only recourse, and he is always victorious. He is the sweet son of Parvati and Ganga, and the reason for our smiles on this beautiful day. This final song, written and composed by our beloved Swami, echoes the sentiments of his devotees. On this auspicious day of Ganesh Utsava, when the colors shine brighter, the music is more melodious, and millions of hearts beat for you, O Navasharaja, the wish-fulfilling king, hear our prayers as we offer our love to you. We pray for you to reside in our hearts and drown out all our differences. Father, give us your blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah.